Hello, this is Nigeria Daily. My name is Lillian Ogazi. Did you know that the kidney can actually regenerate and repair itself to some extent? While not as remarkable as the liver regenerative abilities, the kidney have a limited capacity to repair damaged tissue and recover function after injury or illness. So it's like having a built-in repair system for our bodies. But now you know. Now, in as much as it has a self-repair ability, doesn't mean it does not fail or get bad if not properly taken care of. And like every other organ in the body, the kidney needs care. Having said that, how many Nigerians make conscious efforts to take care of their kidneys? Well, let's find out.
As an adult man, funnily enough, I don't make any intentional effort to keep my kidney safe or healthy. Well, that's because I do not know what to do. You know, it's about the liver that I had. Don't smoke, so I do not smoke, as a matter of saying, because I don't want my liver to get bad. But for kidney, I don't know what to do to keep my kidney healthy. So intentional effort is zero. I don't know what to do. Okay, so that's it. But I hear people talk of kidney stones. I don't know how it comes. I don't know how that happens, but I don't know. Now, secondly, for whether I do go for regular checks, no, I have never. I've never gone for a kidney check before, right? So going up, say often, if you go often for tests, no, I have not gone before. So I will say that very clearly. I have not gone for tests before, let alone making it regular. So that's it. I've not gone for tests before. And symptoms of kidney failure, sincerely, I don't know anyone. Right, I don't know any symptom of kidney failure by way of personal experience. Right, I don't know, but I've heard people say, okay, it's going to be swollen feet, you start swelling as a person, you begin to feel exhausted easily, maybe blood doesn't flow well again in your system. But those are all hearsays. And I haven't read them per se. I've not Googled it before to say, okay, what are the symptoms of kidney failure? Because, you know, Africans, we believe that sometimes you go to those kind of things, they will affect you. So I've not done it. So I don't know the symptoms as a person. I've not done tests before, let alone being regular.
As an adult man, I ensure I eat healthy food. I ensure I limit alcohol. If I'm the type that like taking, let me, for example, I like taking spirit alcohol before all these gin, alcohol, but now I limit it to a certain level that if this thing is getting too much, it may tend to damage my kidney easily. Even energy drinks, there are some energy drinks in Nigeria right now that easily damage kidney, you understand? So I stopped all these things. Then I cut back on too much salt in food is not a good one. So I tend to understand, I know that I stopped taking salt, but I ensure that the salt I'm eating is not too much, you understand? So I take drugs as prescribed by doctors or nurses, because there are some drugs that once you refuse to take it the way you're supposed to take it, it will have another side effect in your body. So I ensure I take drugs as prescribed by doctors. Then I ensure I don't have BP, because high blood pressure sometimes is not a good one. Then ensure I am physically active. Then when it comes to the signs and symptoms that could cause kidney failure, what I know here is number one, extreme tiredness, confusion, when one is tend to confuse or not concentrating on what he or she is supposed to do at the right time. When the person vomits anyhow, when the person pee more often, like peeing unnecessarily.
Those are some Nigerians there speaking. You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on a break to stay. You're welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust. In this episode, we're talking about the kidney and looking at common signs of kidney failure that can be easily ignored. Before we went on break, we heard from some Nigerians who told us how they make conscious efforts in taking care of their kidneys. K Kidneys are a special filter system for your body. They remove waste products from the blood and produce urine. But sometimes, kidney failure occurs amongst many other kidney-related diseases. Now, what are those early signs of kidney failure or kidney-related diseases that people ignore? My colleague, Muslim Yusuf, speaks with a medical practitioner.
Okay, my name is Dr. Shoaibu Musa. I'm a consultant in Baroti Dikoti Hospital. Well, if you know the functions of kidney, human life, you will see how important it is. God created one, every human being, with two kidneys, the left and the right kidneys. And each one of them does some very vital functions in the body, without which one will be doomed. In the first place, they are the ones that are responsible for filtration of blood. It filters blood and removes all the things that are in excess or all the things that are not needed in the body, right? So it filters it and then you excrete it out as urine. It also detoxifies the body. If you take toxins, either inadvertently or somehow, it is the kidney that will detoxify the body and purify it, right? So that toxins don't circulate in your body. It is also involved in certain mineral metabolism. In other words, the building and then the stabilization of these electrolytes in the body. For instance, sodium, potassium, and so on and so forth. So it is very vital. It is also important in the formation of blood. Because there is a substance that the kidney produces that produces blood. If you don't have that substance, then you will be short of blood almost always.
So, doctor, what are the basic signs that someone will see and identify that he has a kidney failure?
Well, okay, failure. Kidney failure is a sign it's a terminal end of the before the kidney fails. There will be certain signs that you will see that the kidney is having an issue. For instance, if one is an infant, for instance, in infancy, right, we do see certain signs. For instance, there will be a poor urinary stream, especially in boys with congenital malformations. And in girls, after 1 year, because of infections, right? So those ones will have difficulty in breathing. They may have urgency. In other words, the urgency to go to urinate almost always, right? And when they go there, there may be terminal dribbling. That's after urine, then after the urination, the urine now dripples, you know, terminally towards the end, right? And many other things. You can have fever, very high fever. You can have what you call pains on the size of your stomach, abdomen, you know, on the two sides, right? And occasionally, high blood pressure.
Like, how will someone take care of that and avoid a kidney failure?
Well, to take good care of your kidney, you need to maintain basic lifestyle. You know, for instance, you need to take a lot of water in a day, ensure that what you eat is free of toxins, ensure that if you have problems, for instance, if you have hypertension or diabetes and things like that, you take good care of it, because these ones can also affect the kidney and then terminally lead to kidney failure.
Like, some people used to donate or sell their kidney. What's the risk of that? How will you describe it?
Well, I will actually describe it as foolishness, because there is no... Why should you sell your kidney? God made two for you. Why are you selling, because of poverty or whatever, selling one, and then you end up with one that will perpetually lead you to more poverty, because to endure with only a single kidney is not a small task. You will need a lot of money, a lot of carefulness to be able to survive with a single kidney. The God made it two because you really need two. You need two services for the two kidneys.
Mm.
So I say it's foolishness, selling one's kidney. Mm.
So
but if on the other hand,
mm.
Because of one reason or the other, you are donating a kidney to save the life of your brother or sister or somebody very close to you, that one, you see, is something that cannot be done with. But then you donate the kidney and then stick to the healthcare advice that you'll be given
mm.
on maintenance of oneself with only a single kidney.
Mm. Like, so what should someone do if he start to see those signs in his body? Is there any preventive measures that he will quickly do to avoid that?
Well, if you begin to see signs that you're having kidney problems, I think the best thing is to come to the hospital.
Mm.
When you come to the hospital, it will be clearly checked so that whatever the problem is can be stopped, right?
Mm. Mm.
Before it leads you to terminal end-stage kidney disease.
Mm. The issue is that some people are afraid to go for a kidney test because they see it as a serious issue. That's why. Why are people afraid of that?
Yes, because kidney problem is actually a very big problem, actually. Because if you're having kidney problem, that means all the functions are listed earlier. Your body cannot do it, your kidneys cannot do it.
Mm.
So it has to be done from outside by a machine, which we call dialysis, isn't it?
Mm.
And now dialysis, not only is it costly, but it is also very scarce where it can be done. It's terrible. There are so very few places in the country where you can do dialysis. And then you may need to do it frequently. You can imagine, you know, spending that much to do dialysis every day or every other day or mm. something like that, because your body cannot function by itself. The kidneys cannot function by itself.
Mm.
So they have to do it externally using the aid of a machine.
Mm. But is there any age range that someone can infect with this, or it can be at any time?
No. All ages can be affected. All ages can be affected. If you recall, I was telling you that in infants, children less than 1 year, for instance, they can have kidney problems if they have congenital malformations. In other words, malformations that they were born with, right?
Mm.
That is affecting not the kidneys per se, but initially the urinary tract where the urine passes. Right? So if they're having problems with that, it can backflow to involve the kidneys. And that can lead to kidney problems.
Mm.
So even children are affected, old people are affected, everybody is affected, male and female.
That was a medical doctor speaking. Health, they say, is wealth. God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Bye for now.